Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccount. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
That was a kiss. Hey, it's Mark Friedman. It's our Couples and Money show. Oh, Biff is on the other side. What was that noise?
We had technical problems right out the box.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, it's Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. It is February 13th. The Super Bowl is tonight, but tomorrow, big day, bigger day than the Super Bowl, it's Valentine's Day, and we are in studio today for our annual Couples and Money show, and joining me this morning is my lovely wife, Laura. Hey, Laura.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Did you know that that was a kiss?
I did. I saw you.
Oh, you saw me? Because the sound didn't sound like what it was. You just saw me puckering up, right?
I did. I saw the pucker and I went, oh, no.
What's he going to do this morning? Hey, if you're just waking up and opening your shades, it's snowing out, folks. It is, the snowflakes, it's the big flakes this time, isn't it?
They are. I think it's snowman building snow, but I don't know if we'll get enough.
Yeah, someone said they're going to, what did you read? We're going to get snow for the next 12 hours, but it's going to accumulate, what, 1 inch?
2.5. No, almost 2.5.
But where are you getting your source?
It's my free iPhone app. It's very, very smart.
It's a free app. It's got to be accurate.
Yeah, because I'm going to go with Mark Rosenthal, who suggested, what, one inch there, Biff? Is that what he said?
He did, yeah. He said, no big deal. Now, I haven't heard his latest update this morning, so before we be mean to Mark in any way, let's wait for that.
Yeah, so it is, the roads are pretty clear right now, actually. We came in. There's a few slick spots. Just be careful out there. But it is Sunday. We are in studio. I'm so excited to have Laura join me. In fact, last week you were here in studio as well, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah, for our 10th anniversary special. Hard to believe it's been 10 years that we have been on the air. We did a Facebook Live show. We had Marion, my business partner, Marion Gilman, was in studio. Our director of financial planning, Christian Karcher, was in studio. And it was a nice night. We had a nice morning, I should say. Not a nice night. We had a few people call in, send some well wishes and all that stuff. So thank you to everybody who participated. Thank you to the four people who called in. Karen Nesembeni, off of the North Shore Music Theater. Todd Tanger, of course, owner here of North Shore 104.9. Dan Arnold, CEO of LPL Financial. And, of course, my father, Barry Friedman, who is the founder of Friedman Financial. And Dad was able to call in as well. So thank you to all of those people. Thanks, of course, to Biff and to Judy and to Jay and everybody else. I want to be sure that I said thank you because clearly I forgot last week. So I don't want to get yelled at, so I'm making up for it today. Do you feel okay now, Biff?
I'm not hurt any longer. No, I'm fine.
Thank goodness.
No, I think I'm going to be okay.
Thank goodness. All right.
Do you feel cleansed yourself?
I feel very cleansed. So thank you. So here we are in studio. Just a few things to let you know. It is Super Bowl Sunday. Laura, who are you rooting for today?
Who's playing?
I set her up for that because I knew she had no idea. Are we going to a Super Bowl party?
We are, yes, but I was told I don't have to watch the game if I don't want to.
Okay, so we got the Bengals and the Rams today. I'm rooting for the Bengals just because I like to root for the underdog, but honestly, I just want to have a fun game because I really don't care who wins the game. How about you, Biff?
Yeah, it feels kind of the same way. I mean, just being an American, everybody, you root for the underdog, and Cincinnati's the underdog. And,
yep.
You know, like you, I just hope it's a good game. The playoffs were fantastic. We had some great close games. So, you know, I mean, the Patriots on it. So if it's just a good tight game, that will be good.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think it'll be great.
I'm going to watch the commercials.
Yeah, the commercials are always fun, and you see what happens there. And I'm sure we'll have squares.
Yes, I'm going to root for winning a square.
Okay. I don't even know what the prizes are, but I know I'm going to get sucked into have to buy into some squares today. So we'll do that. But today, we are here this morning because tomorrow is Valentine's Day. So what'd you get me for Valentine's?
I already gave you half the present.
I know. So if you were looking on Facebook today, we have this thing that we started. Well, I guess I started about 2 years ago. And we're talking about couples and money here. So talk about the interesting way that we spend money. About 2 years ago, I was in TJ Maxx. And I saw this gnome. I mean, gnomes, I guess, have been popular lately. And I saw this Hanukkah gnome. And you guys know that we celebrate Hanukkah. We're Jewish. And I came home with a gnome and I brought it home and I thought, wow, that's kind of nice to have in the house. And then I thought, wow, it would be nice to have a few more gnomes. And what happened, Laura?
Over the next 24 hours, Mark went to every TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods in the entire state of Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
No, wasn't that much.
I think it was. I don't know. In 24 hours, one gnome multiplied into like 68.
Yeah. So
68. So that's a 6-8. Hanukkah gnomes.
Yeah, so we had this a bit of an obsession. Well, I guess I had a bit of an obsession of gnomes. And people said, well, why do you keep buying the gnomes? I said, I thought, and you got to come up with a good answer for this because I'm spending our family's money on gnomes, stuffed gnomes. I said,
The kids were worried about their inheritance. I'm not going to lie.
So so I said, when people come over and we celebrate Hanukkah, we're always wondering, what should we get people, as a gift? We'll light the candles. We always give out a gift. I thought, well, let's get the gnomes. And people will come over when they light the candles. We can say, pick a gnome. You can take any gnome home you want. And so we started making up stories about the gnomes. And it just became this obsession that I had. And so for every holiday that's come up, TJ Maxx and Home Goods and all of those, and Marshalls, they have this gnome collection. And I continue to buy.
No, they don't.
What do you mean, no?
They don't have a gnome collection anymore.
Oh, that's because, you're right, they don't. Because if you saw on Facebook, I came home on Thursday or Friday, and there's a whole bunch of gift bags. They're red and silver gift bags with tissue paper in them, and there's like 20 of them, maybe 30, I don't even know how many. And they're in the family room, and Laura said, Happy Valentine's Day. And I go, what the heck's in the bags? And she says, well, it's your Valentine's Day present. And I said, well, I'm not opening it. It's not Valentine's Day. She says, just open some of the presents. So I start opening in the bags and what's inside the bags, but Valentine's Day gnomes. So I don't know if you were looking for Valentine's Day gnomes for Valentine's Day, you might have to come to my house, right?
Yeah, you won't find any.
Yeah, so there's just a slew of them.
There's still some left. I did not buy 68. I bought just a few.
Like 20?
No, maybe like a dozen and a half.
Yeah.
Well, which is only 18, not 20.
Yeah, so we do have this gnome obsession. So we'll be dealing with that. So we're in studio today taking your calls, 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. If you've got some advice for couples, if you've learned some lessons as a couple, perhaps maybe you've got advice that your kids have taught you or that you want to share with your parents, or if you have advice for newlyweds or new couples, please give us a call, 800-370-1049. All right, so Laura, what advice do you have? Let's say there's a new couple, someone's getting married. You hear someone says to me, we hear Johnny and Sally are getting married. What kind of money advice would you give to them?
So I'm going to go off something that our friend Lois posted in response to your question on Facebook. And she's got some solid advice. And it's three steps of this advice of money. And the first one is make a budget and stick to it. So make a budget, know what you have, know what you're coming in, what you have to spend, and stick to that. And I can't remember exactly what you said. I think another part of it was savings. Make sure you, in your budget, you include a savings component to that. And her final piece of advice was, don't help out other people until you've helped yourself. So make sure that you are good and you are all set before you can help out a family member or somebody like that. So, and I'm not sure if I remembered her advice exactly, but I think that's solid. Make a budget, pay yourself first. If someone needs help, you can help them after you make sure you are taken care of.
Yeah, that's great advice. I mean, the first thing that I think we have to realize is as soon as you get your first paycheck, you need to take a portion of your paycheck and pay yourself first, right?
If it's your first paycheck ever, you need to blow the whole thing.
All right, fair enough. But, yeah, because there's that work-life balance thing, right? But yes, you're right. Once you start getting a real job and you're starting to get paid on a regular basis, it's important that you put some money aside. So 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049.
Speaking of that.
Yes,
We have Robert from Claremont, Florida on the line.
Wow.
And believe
Robert.
It or not, Robert says it's not snowing in Claremont, Florida. Robert, you there?
Robert.
Yes, I'm here.
Robert, wow. All the way from Florida. Congratulations. I didn't realize that our radio station extended that far.
Oh, the internet's Mark. The internet's
global, Mark.
Oh, yeah, we've gone global, huh? Oh, well, Robert, good morning. How are you?
We're doing well here in Florida. How are you and Laura doing?
We're doing all right. We're watching the snowfall, and I'm sure you're not.
Don't worry. He'll be back. He'll get to see it.
I'm recovering from a sunburn today.
Thank you. Well, thanks for calling in. What's up?
So, question for you. When do you think for an individual or a couple, when are you comfortable enough to give up making your yearly whole life insurance payments?
When are you comfortable making the whole life payments? Well, first of all, I always begin to think about why did we buy the whole life policy? I think that's one of those things. Whole life policy is one of those things that are usually sold to you when you're a lot younger. And they say, well, it's an opportunity for you to, you know, have a death benefit for your family, but also over time to be able to use that cash value to borrow against at some point in the future. Now, I'm not a fan of buying life insurance to borrow against. I believe that life insurance should be something that you buy to provide money to a surviving spouse or somebody else when you die. Or not somebody else, a surviving spouse for your kids. That was terrible.
That's a good one.
But so when you give up, the thing is you have to look at your financial situation. You say, okay, why do I need this life insurance? And at every stage in your life, you say, is this worth buying? Now, oftentimes people will buy whole life insurance or permanent insurance for the purposes, frankly, of paying for an estate tax in many cases. Because if you're using it as a means of borrowing against, I'm not a big fan of that. So you say, okay, you take a look at the cash value that you may have accumulated in the insurance policy. You say, is it worth continuing to pay the premium for insurance? And what portion of that premium is actually going to go towards growing my cash value? And that's a tough one. You have to look at it, first of all, within the first 10 or 15 years of owning a whole life insurance policy, you're not really building up much. So hopefully you've had a policy for a while. You've continued to see that grow, but you got to say, what's the value of the cash value versus the death benefit? And that premium can be pretty expensive too.
Yeah, it tends to be every year you have to plan to make those payments. And it gets to a point where all your other investments and your assets, is it worth it anymore, right?
Yeah, I mean, you take a look at the cash value that's in it. Now, you realize that if you said, look, I want to cash out, I want to stop this policy, and I want to cash out my cash value, part of that's going to be taxable to you. So you got to recognize that. You could always borrow against it, but I usually find that very few people have a cash value policy that has significant enough dollars in it that justifies borrowing against it. And you got to continue to pay the premium, too, to keep it in force. So it all depends on the situation. I'm not one that says you get rid of it or you keep it. You got to look to see how it fits into your own personal situation to say, does this make sense? The other part of it, though, of course, is as long as your health is good, you may want to consider reducing that or removing the policy. But if your health is struggling, you don't want to give up a life insurance policy. That's for sure.
Right. And I guess one of the other factors might come into play is from an age standpoint, right? So if your grandfather's lived to be 100 and your father's already turning 90, does it make sense to keep paying another 30 years?
That's exactly right, too. But you know what? You know, who knows about longevity this year? I believe we're all going to live to 100, at least, with medical science today. So you're right. That premium can be very, very expensive. And you say, could that money be used better elsewhere? Well, Robert, we got to take a quick break. But I want to thank you for calling from Claremont, Florida. Wow. And so I hope you're doing well. I know Jen's probably listening in as well, and you actually called him with a serious question. I thought he was going to trash me on the radio. Or, I mean, I thought for sure.
I'll come
next time. Jeez, he actually asked a serious question. He put me on the spot. Laura, weren't you worried about what Robert was going to say?
I was a little worried.
Yeah, I didn't know what was coming. I didn't know if I was going to hear a strange voice or sound effects or whatever. I had no idea it was coming. But you guys have a great great day. Happy Valentine's Day to you both. We miss you, and we'll see you soon. All right.
Bye, guys.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. We've got to take a quick break. When we're back, we have more couples and money advice. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Money, 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 money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hope you're all doing well. It is our couples and money show. Today I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Laura Friedman. I have to give you your last name just to be sure that we still have the same last name.
We do, yeah.
No hyphenation in your name?
Not yet. That would be long.
Yeah, I know. Why didn't you want a hyphenation?
So you know what? This isn't why I didn't want one, but this is my philosophy on that. If you have a hyphenated last name, and your children have a hyphenated last name, you know, it can be as short as Smith Jones or Jones Smith, and then they marry someone with a hyphenated last name, does their children of those two kids have a Smith Jones, I don't know, name two other last names, Friedman, Weinstein? Like, they have four hyphenated last names. Now, what happens when hyphenated last name children marry hyphenated last name children?
Oh, good question.
They're like quadruple hyphenated.
You know what I think about with the hyphenated last name? Remember when we used to do like our SAT tests and you have to fill in little bubbles in the circles?
Space.
How many spaces are there?
Do you still fill in bubbles for SATs?
I don't know. I got to believe, you know, they do show up with the number two pencils
and
stuff.
They do probably run out of room, even if you're just writing it on paper. There is only a limited amount of space. You better write really small, you people with hyphenated last names.
No, there's a space for every letter.
No, I'm saying like regular stuff, not even bubbles, but just regular spaces.
I don't know. I mean, imagine how long that license would be. How long is your driver's license after
they would have to use a very small font.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyways, we are here in studio. It is Super Bowl Sunday. Bengals playing the Rams today around 6:10 today. I think kickoff is 6:10, 6:30, something like that. I'd probably know more if the Patriots were in it, but I do know that there is a football game today. And if you were just waking up and you've lifted your shades, you're realizing it is snowing outside. I don't think we were expecting much in the way of snow yesterday, but I guess now we...
About 2.5 inches, just under 2.5 inches.
No, that's from your unofficial.
That's official. It's on my iPhone.
It's your official.
It's on a free iPhone app, according to Mark Rosenthal, though, the official meteorologist of North Shore 104.9. We're looking at about an inch. Wait, you want to challenge Mark Rosenthal?
I'm just saying I could call Jenny and ask her because she has a paid weather app on her phone.
Oh, our friend Jenny has. You're right. She pays.
Let's get Jenny on the phone.
She paid $5 for that weather app, so it definitely accurate.
So that she knows the exact moment when it's going to when it's going to start raining where she's standing.
Sometimes my app says that.
Yeah.
Like well, snowing in the next 5 minutes.
I assure you, our friend Jenny is sleeping.
Definitely sleeping.
Not the Jenny that we just heard from down in Florida, but the Jenny that we know that's up here in Boston. She assure you, she is sleeping. So thank you to Jennifer and to Robert for calling in and asking their question. If you have a question for a piece of advice or question, financial question, give us a call. 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. Just another thought that I had when we went to break. Just, I don't know if Robert and Jennifer are still listening, but one of the things that you can do if you still want to maintain life insurance, they were talking about the fact that they've been paying into a whole life policy for a long time, and they're just wondering, does it make sense to continue to pay it where we're still healthy, we're in our 60s right now, we don't expect to die for another 30, perhaps even 40 years, should we keep paying it? One of the things that you can explore is taking a look at the cash value of your whole life policy and converting it to a long-term policy, not a long-term care policy, a term policy, where for a single premium, you could buy term insurance for a period of time. You got to take a look, talk to your agent, see if that makes sense, but that may be a way to go. And you're able to convert that cash value of that money into buying life insurance where you won't have to pay the tax. It's called a 1035 exchange. So explore that. Might be able to do that. So, how are you, Laura?
Good. How are you?
What other advice did you pick up? We posted some stuff on Facebook. What other advice do you have to offer that you've picked up for couples and money?
So, I had a friend tell me, and I'm not allowed to reveal who it was. I'm not, because, you know, just in case her husband's listening, I'm not allowed to reveal my source. So that's super secretive. But her advice was, and I don't think it's that bad of advice, don't tell your husband what you're spending. Now, this only works if you pay the bills. She happens to pay the bills in her family.
What kind of advice is this? This is a family-friendly show, Laura.
Yes, I know. It's a secret.
So,
you know what? She is...
Yes. Yes. She is what?
Her children are adults, and it's her and her husband, and she doesn't have to worry about anybody else but her and her husband's expenses. So at that stage in her life, she feels like she can have...
Wait a minute. This isn't what this Couples and Money show is supposed to be about.
Hold on. Let me give the other advice I have. I have other advice. Don't lie. Be honest.
So wait a second. So one of the things that's very interesting as you begin to... look, we're going to be married 30 years in September, right?
If we make it.
What do you mean if we make it? That's just...
That's months away.
I know. Well, we have a 30th anniversary cruise planned.
Oh, right. We'll definitely make it through, to that. I want to go to that.
Through Rick Carlson at Cruise Planners of...
That's right.
Hyannis or wherever he's located. Rick did a great job. We had him on the show a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, he's great.
And so we're doing a Viking cruise. You and I think, are going to be the infants on the boat.
Yeah, I will be the infant. You will be a little older than me.
Because you're what, 29?
35.
She's still 35 after all these years. But so we're going on a Viking cruise in September, right?
Yes.
But the thing is, you know, even with you and me, have we ever hidden how we spend money?
No. No, the only time I hide how I spend money is if I...
Yeah, when you buy all those gnomes.
No, if I'm buying a present for you, this is very good advice. This is very good. If you are trying to buy something for your spouse and your children are of age and they have their own credit cards, this is what you can do. I have Mindy buy it on her credit card, and then I just transfer her money when you're not looking. And then, you know, I do have a separate account. I transfer it from my fun money account. And so I'm able to buy you a present with my own money that I earned working, and you don't know you're getting it until it slaps you in the face.
That's right. So leverage the kids.
Yes.
So use your
those children. You brought them into this world. They owe you something. And so if they can help you be sneaky to give you a present,
you
then it works. I think that's a good way to use the kids.
So 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. Laura and I are in studio with Couples and Money Advice. And I believe we have someone on the call.
We do, Mark. Doug is on the line. He has a question for you.
Oh, welcome, Doug. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Mark. Congratulations on your anniversary. You too, Laura.
Oh, thanks, Doug. And by the way, the backyard looks great. So this is Doug Anderson, tree specialist. If you ever need someone to cut down some trees in your backyard, I believe that's who it is, right? Is that the right Doug?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yep, it is.
Well, the backyard looks great.
The front yard looks great, too. We can see our house.
Yeah, so thank you.
Nice. The pool will be very happy to get the sun.
Yeah, I'm sure. So what's your question, Doug?
Well, it was more of a statement. I've been married a little longer than you and Laura. I've been married 38 years. And my advice for ones who are contemplating marriage is marry for love. Don't marry for money. Because money comes, money goes. I've been with lots of money, and I've been with no money. And my wife has always been there by my side throughout it. And live within your means. And have a savings plan where you save at least 20% of your paycheck. And if you do that, you should be good all around board.
Well, we should have you as a guest on this show. That was really good advice there, Doug. Marry for love. Does that make sense, Laura?
That's what I'm going to do with my second marriage.
Not so much on the first one.
Well, the truth is...
Just kidding. You had no money when I knew you. When we got married,
I had no money. Laura had far more money than I did when we got married. The big joke, Doug, just...
You married for money.
Yeah, he did.
The big joke was when we first got engaged, I used to say that Laura was engaged to my father, which is kind of gross and icky, right?
Stop saying that.
But I couldn't pay for that ring. I was paying my father back for the ring. So, you know. But, hey, Doug, that is great advice. Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. Have a great day. Enjoy the Super Bowl, too.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye. So 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. I'm in studio today with my lovely wife, Laura. We are providing advice and taking questions and listening to people's thoughts. And,
We lit him up this morning, Mark.
Well, we got another caller?
Yeah, we do.
Yep. Oh, geez. Yep. All right. Well, let him roll. Let's get another caller in
before we go to break. It's Lauren from Danvers.
Lauren, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Friedman. Congratulations, Mark and Laura.
Well, thank you very much.
Welcome, Horns, Peabody Canners, baby.
All right. You know it.
Yeah, so I had a quick question for you. Had my mother-in-law had passed a few years ago, and that we had settled the estate, but then came across, like, close to 80 bonds.
Savings bonds?
Savings bonds, Series E, double E, that really have reached their maturity date and they're no longer accruing interest, obviously. But we're just trying to figure out actually how to gain access to those monies.
So was there a beneficiary named on those bonds?
Yeah, there's a few of them, but those beneficiaries, there are some that are living. When's my wife? And then the beneficiaries that have all passed.
Wow. So let me be sure I understand this right. So you've got savings bonds that were in your mother-in-law's name. She's passed away. Mm-hmm. There are beneficiaries named, some of whom are living, some of whom are not.
Right.
How much do you think all of those bonds total? Do you know?
Yeah, I actually, unfortunately, calculated all of them. It's close to $82,000.
Okay, yeah, it's quite a bit of money. And so someone's got to pay the tax on the interest that's accrued on those, and it's a matter of who's going to pay the tax on that. So, by the way, I don't know if you've ever been to the website, this Savings Bond Wizard that's offered by the U.S. Treasury. You can put that in there. I would start by going to your local bank, getting an appointment there, and seeing what kind of advice they can offer to you. I wonder if an attorney is going to think that they have to reopen your mother-in-law's estate to see whether that has to happen. So that's a possibility, but... The ones who have named beneficiaries, if you can show up with a death certificate, those are easy. That can easily be handled. But the ones where the beneficiary has passed away, you might need to reopen that estate or re-explore it. But you certainly don't want that stuff to go into, findmassmoney.com into unclaimed property.
Right.
It's probably worth a visit to the bank and see what they can tell you.
All right. Well, great advice and congratulations on the show. And thank you again.
Thanks so much, Lauren.
With you.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Thanks. Oh, people from class of 1984, Peabody Tanners. That was Lauren. So thanks for calling in. Wow, we have a few people that have called in today. 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. This is our Dollars and Cents show. I'm here. Our show is regularly Dollars and Cents. But today it's our Couples and Money show where we're providing financial advice in a language you can understand. And if it has to do with couples, money, people, you give us a call, 800-370-1049. We're happy to talk with you. We do have to take a quick break. But before we run, I want to remind you about our free weekly newsletter. Free weekly newsletter. Go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name and your email address, and we will get you our free newsletter called Planning Pointers into your box every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, more Dollars and Cents and financial advice in a language you can understand. Money, 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 money. Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante at 41 Cross Street. Hope you're doing well. It is our first week after celebrating our 10th anniversary here on the radio. It is our annual Couples and Money Show because Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and I'm joined, of course, by my lovely wife, Laura. Laura, how are you this morning?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Wow, thanks. It was like, Happy Valentine's Day. It was like a sweet, seductive...
That's just my voice.
The raspy... no, I shouldn't say raspy. That's not nice, is it? Or is that raspy seductive?
I don't know.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby.
It's Sunday morning, Mark.
That's right.
Sunday morning, Mark.
This isn't the 2 a.m. show, right?
No, this is Sunday morning, not 2 a.m., no.
Sorry. Hey, baby, happy Valentine's Day. No.
That was Elvis.
Mark promised me it would be a fun show.
I thought we were doing a Super Bowl show today. Who's playing in the Super Bowl, Laura?
Bengals, did you say?
See, I've said it like three times. I wanted to see
if
you
picked it
up. Was it
Cincinnati?
Cincinnati Bengals, that's good. And who else?
Are they from California, the other team?
Yes.
I did it.
Yeah, well, they're the LA Rams. Yeah. So 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. We are taking your calls today live in studio. Laura and I are providing couples and money advice that we'll provide today. But if you have questions and you want to ask some money questions, please.
Or if you have some couples and money advice.
Well, yeah. Do you have any more couples and money advice?
I do have some more money advice.
Oh, good. So, good. She came prepared, not me.
So one of the things we haven't talked about yet, I don't think, is actually talking about it. So I think that couples, especially new couples, newlyweds or whatever, newlyweds would be new couples, conversations about money, you know, opening up like, this is what I have, this is what we can afford, this is, you know, things like that. You actually have to talk about money because you can't just be like, okay, we're going to get married. Oh, I forgot to mention I have $100,000 in credit card debt.
What?
A little different than $100,000 in college debt. Credit card debt's different. But anyway, I bought a new Porsche for $200,000, but I put $5,000 down, so we owe a lot of money on that. So like, you can't be like, surprise, I'm crazy. No, but you have to like kind of, you have to talk and communicate about things. And there's a few, you know, there's a few little things like people have given advice on, and one of them's like, you know, have a spending limit. Like, you can spend up to X amount of dollars without discussing it, but once you get over a certain amount, if you want to splurge on something big, we discuss it and we talk about if we can afford it.
Like, look, we're doing a project in our kitchen, right?
Yes.
And like most people, you're doing a project in your kitchen, you kind of figure out a budget for what you're going to spend, and you're not going to go ahead and buy the granite without consulting to figure out what's it going to cost, to agree collectively whether it's within the budget. At least I don't think.
Right. You go with granite, you go with something less expensive, something more. Like, you figure out what you can afford and you try and work together to get that price. And similar, like the kitchen, you're going to, you know, figure out what you can afford and stay within those means. And say you want to plan a family vacation or just a vacation for the two of you. You want to have, you know, you know your cost of the vacation. You know what you're going to have to pay for your flight if that's how you're getting there, and your hotel if that's where you're staying. And then you got to figure out, well, how much can we spend on food a day? And what about splurges? Like, what do we, you know, if we want to buy something for someone or bring back something for the kids or buy something for ourselves, what's our spending limit for this vacation? What we've We know how much we can afford for our airfare. We know what we're paying for our hotel. How much more money do we have that we can, you know, have this limit and know your limits?
But I think there's four parts that you just talked about. There's the airfare. There's the hotel. There's the food part. And then there's the fun part, the souvenirs, fun part, et cetera. So I think sometimes you have to figure out what's the budget for all four of those things. What are we willing to spend? And if we have to make sacrifices, where do we want to sacrifice? Do we want to maybe stay at a lesser hotel so that we can have nicer food? Do we want to have an extra layover on our flight so we can stay at a nicer hotel or have nicer food or do more fun things? Sometimes you have to figure out what those things are, and it requires some planning ahead of time. You know, travel is one of those things that unless you have the unlimited funds, that spontaneity can be evil. It can be very expensive, too, and you want to do some planning. And fortunately, through the internet these days, there's plenty of opportunities for you to sit down collectively and learn about expenses and learn about what's out there. I know you and I, when we've traveled, we go to some YouTube sites to go and we check out the area. We check out what some of the tours and the excursions. What are some of the hotels like? So we learn a little bit about where do we want to spend our money? How do we want to splurge in certain areas, maybe cut back on some as well?
Spending time researching things is never going to be wrong. So definitely do that. Sometimes you have to actually change your entire vacation because of the cost. We, I want to say maybe, you know, 15 or 20 years ago, we wanted to take the kids to Disney. It must have been longer than that. Maybe it was 25 years ago. But we wanted to take the kids to Disney December vacation. And yay, let's go to Disney with the kids. And it was going to cost like $800 or $900 just to fly there. Now, if you're two people or four people, maybe you can pull that off. We were seven people, and we couldn't pull that off. It was
right.
Just, and the hotels were expensive. And so I'm going to take credit for this one. I came up with this great idea, and I looked to see how much it cost to fly to California, Disneyland. And it was like $350. I was like, why don't we go to Disneyland instead? So, folks, that's why we went to Disneyland that year. It cost us, a third of the price. Like, it was great.
Which is crazy. You'd think it would cost more to go to Disneyland, but because everybody in Boston was flying to Disney
Orlando
right. School Vacation Week, we decided School Vacation Week, let's fly to California, and it's not a huge demand to do that.
I don't think it's the same now, but back then it was great.
It was a fraction of the cost, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. So sometimes you have to think about that. Is this really where we want to go? You know, do we really want to fly to Hawaii, which is 12 hours away on two flights or whatever? Or should we just maybe take a trip?
To the Caribbean,
right.
Just 4 hours.
Let's go to Bermuda. Let's go to the Bahamas. Let's go somewhere closer and not waste the travel time because it's going to, pretty much a day in and a day out, and sometimes people lay over in California just because it's a long trip. But, you know, sometimes you have to actually rethink what your plans are to keep to, again, like you said, what are you willing to sacrifice to get something else? Are you willing to sacrifice a layover on your flight to get a better hotel room? So sometimes you have to actually sacrifice your destination.
You are providing some great advice.
Thank you. And
that's what we're doing today is providing couples and money advice. 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. If you have some questions and thoughts. And Biff, I understand we have another person on the line.
Mark and Laura, we have Amy from Georgetown. She has a message for you. Amy, are you there?
Yeah, Amy.
Yes, I am.
Hi, Amy. What's up?
I'm snuggled up with my beautiful cat. And I'm looking out at all the snow. I'm living up in the woods in the boondocks.
Oh, how nice is that? So what can we help you with today? Go ahead, Amy.
I wanted to wish you a very, very happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's very nice
and
of you.
Don't think about the COVID or anything. Just try to make somebody happy every day.
That is the
best
advice.
That's excellent advice.
Make someone happy every day. I'm trying to make you happy today.
No matter what you do, and God is always good to me. I couldn't get over it. I was bored yesterday, so I got the ride downtown, and I went to the spot to get a little bit of a lunch and a couple of beers.
Yep.
And just to be out talking to people. And all of a sudden, I said, gee, I got to go because I got to get back to the animals. They need me. And I go to pay my bill, and the waitress says, oh, that older man over there thought you looked awful cute, and he paid your bill.
Oh my God, I love that.
I said, what?
And that hit the spot, didn't it? Because you were at the spot.
No, but I just want to tell you, if you ever up around here, it was on the Phantom Gourmet a year ago.
Yep.
It's called The Spot. No. They have sushi and all these wonderful things. They're all homemade type food. It's a great place. It looks like it's a little bar, but it's not. It's a great restaurant.
Well, thanks so much for your advice, and thank you for really brightening our day today.
Yeah, I love that story, Amy. Thank you.
Well, that's what you got to do, and that's what I told raising your inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be snappy. Be happy. Look out and look at what God gave us, all those beautiful animals. Four deer just went right by on my driveway the other day.
Wow, that's great.
And 17 wild turkeys.
Wow, good for you.
It's pretty good, right? And plus, the Georgetown Country Club is right around the corner. And anybody can go in there to get flatbread pizza if you're bored, okay?
And you got it. Oh, the flatbread place over there at Georgetown is wonderful. So thank you so much for calling in, Amy. That's right. Don't be snappy. Okay. Be happy. Have a wonderful day. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to ask you. You didn't grow up in Marblehead, did you?
No, I'm not that Mark Friedman. That's another Mark Friedman. He's a doctor, I believe.
Yeah, because that's where I grew up. I mean, my dad was a professor at Salem State College.
Yep. There's another Mark Friedman, but I believe he spells his last name IED. I'm two E's and a D.
Okay, honey. I didn't realize there was a different spelling. I didn't know that.
Well, that's okay. I'm so happy that you called in. Have a wonderful day. And enjoy Valentine's Day and enjoy the Super Bowl if you're watching today. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. 800-370-1049. That's 800-3-
Don't be snappy. Be happy.
That's right, Ben.
I love it. Wow. Amy is having a good morning.
She is having a great morning.
Yes, she really is.
And she's got a little pep in her step.
Definitely.
This morning, she had a great day at The Spot yesterday. Someone paid for her dinner because she was a little
cutie.
It.
A couple of beers. I love it.
That's right. So 800-370-1049, that's 800-370-1049. If you'd like to call in, if you've got some money questions or you want to talk to Laura and I, we're talking couples and money today. If you've got some advice that you've given to your children or to others about how to handle money issues, I would love to hear from you. So I wanted to share a story that happened when I first started in the business. I must have been in my first year or two in the business. I was working with my dad. And it was my first experience of really understanding how a financial planner deals with couples and money. This guy, I have no idea what his name was because it's got to be 30 years ago. Let's just call him Joe Casper. I mean, I'm just coming up with a name here. He comes into the office and he's coming in for an initial consultation. And my dad brings me in because Joe is probably in his mid-30s. And my dad's thinking, well, if we're going to work with this guy, perhaps we'll give him to Mark because he's dealing with the younger clients in the office. So We're sitting in my dad's office. Joe is on the inside. You know, dad's at one side of the desk. Joe is on the inside left. So he's away from the door and I'm sitting next to Joe. So my back is to the door. It was a smaller office at the time. And so Joe's telling us our story. And dad says, you know, why are you here today, Joe? And he says, well, I need some financial planning advice. I've got a really good job. I sell for a medical equipment company. My wife is at home with the three kids. We live here in Peabody. And he says, is there a reason why your wife couldn't join us today? He says, well, that's kind of the reason that I'm here today. I want my wife to join us, but I figured I need to tell you a few things before my wife comes in for the appointment. Oh, really? So Joe proceeds to tell us, you know, that they put some money aside. They got money in a 401k. They've got money that they've put aside for their kids. They have a house. They got a mortgage. They got all this stuff. And then Joe says, he says, I have this credit card, and the credit card has $36,000 on it. He says, and my wife doesn't really know about this credit card. So I'm hoping that when we get together with my wife, that we could kind of exclude the $36,000 credit card from the conversation. And my dad says, well, how did the credit card come to be? He says, well, you know, I'm in the sales business, and the company that I work for only gives me so much of an expense budget. And sometimes to wine and dine some of my clients, I use this other credit card that I have to pay for some expenses to try to entice people to do business with me. And it's gotten a little bit out of hand. So what happens when I get my bonus payments every quarter, I try to take some of the bonus payments to pay down the credit card. But my wife doesn't know that I get the bonus payments. And so, Laura, how are you feeling as I'm telling this story?
Are you kidding me?
So, I don't know. Did I ever tell you this story?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say a long time ago I told you this story. And so my father says, well, Joe, thanks for your story, but I'm sorry we can't help you. He says, what do you mean you can't help me? He says, well, first of all, when we're dealing with financial planning, we want both the spouses, you know, both husband and wife or the partners or whomever to be here with us for financial planning. But there needs to be total transparency. We're not in a position where we're going to hide information for your benefit or for her benefit or for someone else's benefit. We need to be doing this thing collaboratively. And he says, my best advice for you, Joe, is you don't need financial planning advice. You need marriage counseling. And I'm sitting there in the office listening to my dad say this to this guy, you need marriage counseling. And I thought this guy was going to leap up out of his chair and just take a swing at my father. And the guy sits there quietly and he gets all emotional. He says, oh my God, you're right. That's what I need. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's what it takes. And that's what happens in financial planning. You go to a financial advisor, a true certified financial planner professional, and they're going to be authentic. They're going to put the interests of your family, of your unit, together properly. They're going to give you the advice that you need, not the advice that you want to hear. We're going to be honest. A financial advisor, when you're spending too much, a financial planner is going to tell you, slow down, dude, you're spending too much money. But one of the things that we won't tell you, because this is what happens a lot, people will come into our office and they'll say, oh, I think we're spending too much money. She spends too much money getting her nails done. And I'm like, come on. If you think the difference between your being able to achieve your financial goals is your wife's manicure costs, you are nuts. There's so much more to it. And then she says, well, he golfs a lot. Well, it's not just one or two things. It's a whole collection of things. Yes, Laura?
Golfing's a lot more expensive than nails.
Not, how about, you want to compare it to getting hair colored?
No.
No. See, she got very quiet there, didn't she? So.
Wait, are we talking nails and hair?
Exactly.
Let's go for the try.
You don't need to know everything.
Yeah, so, you know. But the thing is it's more to it than just an individual item. So when people call our office, for instance, and they come in for a financial plan, one of the things that we ask them to do is we say, I want you to provide us with 6 months' bank statements. And they think, bank statements? You're going to look at every line on the bank, every line item on my bank statement? No, I don't care about the line items. What I care about is how much money comes into the house and how much money goes out. Because at the top of your bank statement every month is that cumulative number. How much came in, how much went out. All this, the way you spend your money and whether you buy, you know, Aldi brand ice cream or Ben and Jerry's ice cream, I don't care. What I want to see is how much comes in, how much goes out. Then it's up to you to figure out what we need to cut back on when we try to figure out how much you need to save or put towards your goals or your objectives. That's really all it is. But when my father said to this guy, dude, you need marriage counseling. Like, wow, this is going to be an interesting career for me. And I got to tell you, I've said the same thing to some folks, and it's a little humbling, but people appreciate it. They want you to be honest in one of these meetings. All right, so that's couples and money. Be honest. Put it out there. Tell the truth. We got to take a quick break. Before we go, though, a couple reminders to you. We put out a free weekly newsletter. It is called Planning Pointers. 3 little stories that provide financial advice in a language you can understand. You're going to love this newsletter because we write it. I don't buy it from some outside source. It's local. It tells stories about what's going on around here. You'll really enjoy it. Over 7,000 people subscribe to it right now. It lands free every Friday, 10:30 in your inbox. Go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, Financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page. Put in your name, your email address, and boom, you will get this newsletter. And if now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, we've got time for you. We'll schedule a free initial consultation for you in our office, via Zoom, however you want to do it, so we can get you back on the right track and steer you towards financial success and the retirement that you're looking forward to. This is our Couples and Money Show. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. This is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good.
But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan. A plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It is 8:51, February 13th, Super Bowl Sunday. I'm rooting for the Bengals today. Laura, who are you rooting for?
Bengals, yeah, them.
Them. What, do you know anybody on the Bengals?
Do they wear red?
They wear red. That's good, Laura. Do you know where they're from?
Yes, we discussed this already.
Where are they from?
Cincinnati.
Where? What state is that in?
Ohio.
Good. We're such a team.
We are such a good team.
Such a good team. It's our Couples and Money show.
What if I didn't know the answer to that? I would have been so embarrassed.
I would have supported you. I would have told you. I would have been there for you. What's Cincinnati famous for? Oh, I got dead air. Doesn't work on the radio.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know
being
either.
Being in Ohio.
I have no idea what Cincinnati is famous for either.
I was
either.
Like, Buckeyes? No, those are those candies. What's the Ohio Buckeyes? Those peanut butter candies that you get at...
That's Ohio State. That's Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, I know. I know Columbus better. That's yes, where I have some family there.
Yeah. So anyways, this is our Couples of Money show. Thank you for joining us today. I want to thank all the folks that have called in. If you do have a quick question, 800-370-1049, we might have a minute or two for you.
I don't want to brag or anything.
Yeah.
But I can't help but notice when I'm on the show, we get a lot more callers than when you're by yourself.
True that, Laura. I don't want to be a jerk, but true that.
We had four callers today.
Every time I'm on the show, we have callers.
Well, that's because I call out the phone number because I have no idea what you and I are going to talk about. So I'm hoping somebody else can bring some smile. No, I'm kidding. I rarely open up the phone lines. So it was great to have you open up the phone lines here. And hey, I want to give a shout out to somebody that I know that listens here every week. He oftentimes calls in, but he is in the hospital today. So thinking of you, Bob. Bob calls in here periodically and he's fully vaxxed, boosted. But he's in the hospital right now with COVID. Hope you're going to do better.
Hope you feel better.
Hope you feel better, Bob. And I'm sure you'll get out of there pretty soon. But he sent me a text at 5:20 this morning to let me know.
I think it was 5:38.
Maybe whatever time it was. I mean, I guess when you're in the hospital, the clock doesn't mean anything, does it?
No, not really.
No. So we're thinking of you,
so
Bob.
So feel better. Come home soon.
Yeah. We feel better. Any last minute pieces of advice, Laura?
So just like little stuff like, just savings in general, like, you know, you go to the supermarket and you're going to buy things that are on sale, and sometimes you're going to buy, you know, the store brand instead of another brand because, you know, every little bit helps when you're trying to save money. But I do find I used to say, okay, well, I'm not going to buy that here because it's cheaper at Target. So next time I go to Target, I'm going to get that. And then I go 3 months without going to Target. And I'm like, and then I finally.
You don't go 3 months without going to Target.
Yes, I have lately. And then like you get to Target and it's like, well, Target's a lot farther away than the supermarket. And the amount of time you spend going there and if you have a gas car driving there, spending the gas. Sometimes it might have been worth it for you to just pick up that one item at the supermarket. So it's kind of weigh things out. The supermarket's a funny place. So there's a lot of different things I can tell you about the supermarket. First of all, if you're sending someone to the supermarket, like your spouse, if you're female and your spouse is male, if you're sending a mail to the supermarket, you need to remind them to check expiration dates.
What do you mean?
No offense to men, no offense. I just find that they're not as observant to things like that. We were at the supermarket yesterday, and I was buying something very basic, cheese.
American cheese.
And I looked.
And I said, just grab three of them.
Yeah, he's like, just grab some. I only got two. Anyway, he said, just grab some. So I look, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm checking the expiration date. Well, good thing I did, because it was August 2021.
It really was.
I was like, are you kidding me? It's February, and it's August 2020. If you work at Stop and Shop in North Andover, check your stuff, because it's expired. I think that place is going out of business. The shelves are bare.
It really is. It was amazing going up and down the aisles to see how many
things
are missing.
It's been like that for months. Like, I know. There's no, and I don't know if it's COVID or they're not getting their product in because there's no truckers. I don't know, but their cheese is old.
So and if you're thinking of buying chicken wings today, forget it, right?
No chicken wings.
There's no chicken wings.
But you might
around.
Find some in the frozen section, which work fine. I don't mind the frozen chicken wings. They're all frozen well. The other thing about the supermarket is I once met somebody that said she buys gift cards
right?
at the supermarket, like Visa gift cards at the supermarket. And she buys, every time she shops, she'll buy one. Like, whoa.
She'll buy like a $50 gift card
or
something,
just, right? Just one, a $50, $25 here and there, whatever. And I'm like, you're paying $5 for the privilege of buying that from them. I'm like, why are you wasting your money? Well, then I can, once I accumulate them, I'll take them and I'll buy myself something. And then my husband doesn't really know that I bought it because I...
It just says Stop and Shop on the credit card bill.
Yeah, because, you know, a $25 here, a $50 there, it just doesn't, you know, they don't notice it.
Yeah. So I just got a text, by the way, from my father.
Okay.
He was liking the story about Mr. Casper.
Yeah.
He remembered that story, and he says, I can't believe that story stuck with you after for all those years. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, that's not his real name, and nobody knows who he is. So,
I have no idea what his name is.
The funny thing is, the other day I was in the supermarket, because I go there quite often, and sometimes I'll go there 3 times a day, because I'll forget stuff, and I'll just keep going back, and they'll look at me like I'm nuts. But yes, I go to the store a lot. I run into a lot of people, because it's a local store. And I ran into a friend of ours, you know, not a close friend, an acquaintance, and they're like, oh, how are you? I just saw Mark the other day. I was like, oh, where did you see Mark? They're like, in his office. I'm like, in his office? Why were you in his office? They're like, we're clients. You are? Like,
yeah, so
I have no idea.
Well, thank you for saying that though, Laura, but you know, confidentiality is one of the things that we take great pride in our office. Look, I've been doing this 31, almost 32 years now, and you know, There's a lot of people who, I'm 55, a lot of people in our age group and older who are saying, you know, now's the time to get serious. We've been dealing with other financial advisors in the past, and now it's time to get serious, and they know that we as certified financial planners look at the big picture. We take this seriously. We want to know where everything is and what everything is worth. But more importantly, because we've been so local and here in the community, there's always that worry about confidentiality. And I always find it interesting when you bump into somebody and you had no idea that this couple, that whether they're acquaintances, sometimes even very close friends, are clients of ours.
And I also never go to most of your client events.
You usually don't.
Especially if it's on a boat. So a couple other things. Our friend Alan just texted me that apparently wives have to check expirations too. I don't believe that, Andrea. I'm not listening to Alan. I think you do a great job. So I think it's just the men that don't check expirations.
You can say that. If I said some comment about women, I'd be getting hate messages.
That's because you're a man. You're not allowed to comment on women.
But that's just not allowed today.
It's called a catch-22, I think, or a hypocrisy or something.
Yeah, it is very, very hypocritical. So, you know, look, I want to thank everybody who called in today, those that have texted us, those that posted on Facebook. And before we head out of here, Laura's got one more comment she wants to throw in.
One more comment. I got a message from my sister, Sarah. Hey, Sarah, good morning. And she wanted a follow-up on Amy's call. And she said that random acts of kindness, either your spouse or your kids or even a complete stranger, they make you and the person you give it to feel good. So that's a...
Well, what a great piece of advice on our Couples and Money show. It is Valentine's Day tomorrow, Super Bowl today. Hope you don't stay up too late. But remember, if you're running out to the supermarket to buy food, pick up a card for your wife or your girlfriend or spouse or
And there's
whoever.
Candy heart boxes.
There's candy heart boxes everywhere. So flowers and chocolate still work?
Chocolate works. Flowers are overpriced on Valentine's Day. I don't suggest it if you're trying to save money.
Yeah, good advice again. All right, we got to get out of here. Make room for Scott Whitley. We got Wicked Bites coming right up, and I'm sure Scott's got some great places to go for Valentine's Day on Monday. Great places to eat. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Laura, thank you for being here. Biff, thanks for being our producer. I got to remember to thank everybody now or I'm
happy
in trouble.
Happy Valentine's Day to Laura and Mark and everybody, and all our listeners.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's right, and all of our listeners, too. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity sub-accounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.